you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Once again, and I cannot say this boldly enough, thank you to Dave Watson, Joe Borelli, Frank Morano, David Burke, all who sat in for me last week on the Kevin McCullough Radio broadcast, and I'm so thankful to be back with you. And friends, we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a long way to go until November, and before then, I think we're going to have to wage the war of the year to just get schools opened. It seems pretty enormously significant that Dr. Birx is contradicting the president on whether or not schools should open. And I know that the president is not happy about that. And everything that the CDC has produced thus far says that schools should open. So we're going to have to fight. But this is what it reminds me of, friends. And this is one of the reasons why I was so glad to just take some time out last week and just let my brain just kind of rest for a few days. Freedom is something that is never fully achieved. Let me say that again. Freedom is something that is never fully achieved. It is always dynamic. It is moving into the spectrum of being more free. It is moving into a spectrum of being less free. But it is never statically free. And what that means for you and I come September to get kids into school and November to get the president reelected, what that means is very simply we have to be willing to, A, tell the truth and assess what is happening around us in an honest way. Secondly, speak out against that which is running counter to truth. So when we see Joe Biden blatantly lie, when we see the Democrats blatantly boldly say they want to take more money away from you in the form of taxes, when they say it's not a human life that you're aborting, whatever the lie is, we have to be willing to say that. Tomorrow I hope to speak with Andy McCarthy, but he published a powerful column yesterday in the National Review. New evidence from new documents that have just been released show that Obama and the FBI and the Justice Department and Biden were not just, quote, investigating the Trump campaign, as they said in 2016. They were running a full covert ops operation on Trump himself. And if Joe Biden gets reelected, that type of super secret state police is going to be empowered right back again. So it's boiling down to something very simple, friend. If you want freedom, if you want a free life, if you want to move in the direction of freedom, in November, we're going to have to thrash Biden. Not just beat him out, not just eke him out in a couple of states. We're going to have to send the message that America will not be overturned by socialist leftist anarchists. And that fight starts now.